The European Union looks at monopolies much differently than the United States. Just ask Google about the $5 billion fine the EU recently slapped on them. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton speaks with a journalist who covers this internationally. And that chat starts now.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. Of course, the European Union seems to have a thing for Google. In fairness, the EU has long kept its antitrust eye on all American companies, especially tech. Remember Microsoft? Sometimes it seems like the EU is responding to the market share that we get. Other times it's about privacy. But this time it's about competition in the marketplace, or a lack thereof, at least in the EU's thinking, because Google pre-installs its software on Android devices. That's enough to earn a $5.1 billion fine for Google via the European Commission. Some see this as an appropriate response to Silicon Valley. Here's Senator Elizabeth Warren speaking with CNBC.
What it shows is that Europe is serious about antitrust laws. Europe is serious about anti-competition laws, and the United States is lagging. We were once the leaders in the world on this, and no more.
Others see the EU as blocking American tech companies, giving European competitors time to catch up on innovation and services. We grabbed someone who covers these issues for a living to help us unpack what's playing out with the most recent uptick in the cost of doing business in Europe. Here we go.
Mike Swift, I'm the chief correspondent for Digital Risk for MLEX Market Insight.
Mike, thanks for your time. You cover this stuff for a living, so we wanted to ask you, what's going down with the EU and the European Commission leveling a $5.1 billion fine against Google recently? What's the haps?
So they basically are saying that Google abused its dominance by basically tying smartphone manufacturers to preloading apps onto the Android operating system. That basically that was something that had been anti-competitive and had blocked the progress of Google's competitors like other search engines such as DuckDuckGo or Microsoft's Bing.
I'm actually a huge fan of DuckDuckGo, and I like competition. But to your point, the ruling specifically states, and we don't have the full ruling, by the way, we just have an executive summary so far,
but, quote,
Google has used Android as a vehicle to cement the dominance of its search engine. That's according to the Europe's antitrust chief. I have to say, what if Google's just better than the other ones? I mean, isn't that competition alone?
Well, you know, that sort of points to the difference between U.S. antitrust laws and the European laws. In the U.S., monopolies are not illegal. And in fact, if you have a case like you just described where, you know, product is just better and it becomes dominant, that's fine as long as they don't actually abuse that dominance. But in Europe, that's not necessarily the case. If you become dominant, there's more of a requirement to level the playing field. And that's sort of what snared up Google in Europe. It's interesting that a few years ago, there was a lawsuit here in San Jose that alleged almost exactly what the Europeans have alleged, and it was thrown out by a federal judge because there had been no harm to consumers. So it's just two very different legal systems on antitrust.
Yeah, you're right, and that you make a great point with that lawsuit, because I hear people say we should break up Amazon, we should break up Google, we should break up Facebook because of its four franchises, but there's really no call from consumers to do that. You know what I mean? Like, it's people like their Prime, they like their two-day delivery, and they like the services they're getting at the price they're getting. So I would say that maybe I'm a little more European in my thinking when it comes to competition, because I think that we would oxygenate the markets, let's say, if we did break up Amazon and spun out Amazon Web Services, et cetera. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I'm just saying there are two different legal systems. The laws are different. But here's what we don't know. We don't know what products we're not getting because that startup was snapped up by Google or another big company and
right.
No one was kept from the market. You know, you can't know what you don't know, obviously, as Donald Rumsfeld once said. And so it's really hard to sort of gauge, you know, what the world would be like if there was that oxygenation that you just described.
It brings to mind Microsoft, because the EU mentioned Microsoft and some precedents there in its ruling against Google. But those are largely rulings that have been deemed irrelevant because of competition did take care of it. Like, the marketplace kind of cleaned itself up. I guess we're just not used to having that kind of oversight.
Well, I mean, we have. I mean, there is a school of thought that, You know, when the government took on IBM in the 80s, it sort of begat Microsoft. And then when the U.S. government took on Microsoft in the late 90s, it sort of created the open space for Google to flourish.
That's right.
And, you know, there's sort of a growing school of thought, and I think we're going to see much more debate on this in the next year or so, as to whether, you know, our antitrust norms need to be sort of broadened for the digital economy. And it's going to be an interesting time in antitrust law for sure.
I had one analyst tell me recently, it's never been easier to be a billionaire and ever harder to be a millionaire. And and that's because there's a lack of oxygenation. There's not enough money coming back. Like all the venture stuff hasn't been exiting, so we've been kind of bottled up. But I might be a little bit off. My last comment to you would be, and then I want to get your response to it, is if it's really about competition and if it's really about pre-installs, Google Play, you can get DuckDuckGo with one click of a button.
The EU antitrust chief Vestager sort of referenced the power of the default, you know, in this decision, that the vast number of consumers, majority, never really mess with the defaults on their phones. What you say is totally true. I mean, yeah, you can go and, you know, and I'm a happy Android user and I totally customize my phone, but I think I'm different than most people. I think most people, the evidence shows, basically just sort of take what they get and don't really change things. And so when you have network effects like you do with a search engine, where the more users, the more quality you get, it sort of creates a very difficult situation for young competitors to get into the market.
I have an Apple iPhone, obviously on iOS, and I have an entire folder just called Google Apps because I use all the functionality of Google on that platform. So it's hard for me to jam with this. My last example would be that Google has actually made a deal in Russia before with their search engine, Yandex. And full disclosure, Yandex was a client of mine a couple of years ago when I was consulting. They went from 45% market share, Yandex did, and then it went to 51% whenever Google was not to pre-install in Russia. That's not a huge divination between market share. And so it kind of proves to me that maybe we're all tilting at this windmill where we don't really need to. I think that's where I'm landing on it.
You know, that could be true. I don't know if we'll ever know here in the U.S. It's going to be really interesting to see beyond just the fine. I think people have really focused on the fine against Google. But the really interesting thing is what changes Google is going to have to make in Europe to satisfy the authorities there. Mm-hmm. And they have 3 months to do that. There's going to be a lot of legal wrangling over it, but eventually they're going to have to make some sort of changes. So it'll be super interesting to see what happens along the lines of what you just mentioned with the Yandex after they make those changes. We just don't know yet what those will be.
Mike Swift, always a pleasure. Great insights. Really appreciate it and look forward to your next story.
Great. Thanks so much, Jason.
That was Mike Swift. He's Chief Global Digital Risk Correspondent for MLEX Market Insight, or MLEX.com. Google is appealing the $5.1 billion fine, of course, and CEO Sundar Pichai wrote in a blog that the lower cost of Android phones has led to more consumer choice, not less. For links to the news stories and for Mike Swift's coverage, please check the show notes article that goes with this week's show. It lives online at kgoradio.com. And that's it for this week. We hope you liked the stories as much as we liked doing them. For producer Liana Wilcox, I'm the host and the writer, Jason Middleton. This has been Techonomics, and have great weeks, everybody.